Now, honesty boxes are popping up around the country selling all sorts of things like eggs and strawberries and other vegetables and stuff like that. I've seen quite a few of them. As I said, I saw an honesty bar on a beach in Howth last summer. Haven't seen it since. The Flower Patch is the latest honesty box that sells delicious bakes in West Cork. And to tell us about it, we're joined now by the baker behind the honesty box, Anna O'Leary. Hi, Anna.
Hi, Brendan. How are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
Good, good. Very good.
How's your day going?
Great. Just home from work. So the lads were very good to let me go a bit earlier today.
Oh, okay. Very good. What do you work at?
I'm working in Carrabeg Farm at Ross Carberry Recipes.
Oh, okay. 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 So you're, it's all around you, food.
Yeah, it is. It is. Indeed, it is.
Okay. So what made you set up this honesty box?
Well, I've always loved baking for as long as I can remember, and I've always had an interest in food and an appreciation for it. But my end goal is a cafe or a farm shop, and unfortunately at the moment that's not in my reach. So I thought that an honesty box would be the next best thing.
So I'm looking at a picture of it here. So it's literally like a little shed, basically, yeah?
That first it is, yeah. It is, yeah.
With a door, and you're standing in the little shedway, and you've got two little plant hanging baskets either side, so it's quite a pretty little shed. So you leave the door open, and you put the goods inside there. And where is it on the road?
It's just at the end of our lane, so it's literally right on the road, and we've got a big wide entrance,
so people can pull in.
Really? Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. And it's going well, is it?
Oh, it's going brilliant. The last two weekends now, I've completely sold out. I can't keep up with it.
Oh, that's great news.
To be honest with you, yeah.
Okay, so tell me what's on offer.
So I kind of do different bits every week, but the staples at the moment are cookies and brownies and cake slices, and then I kind of do a couple of more traditional bits, so brown soda bread and rhubarb tarts. I do homemade granola,
wow,
bits like that. And then I have, my mom's a beekeeper, so I have her honey there and some bits from our family farm at home as well.
What, it's amazing.
Yeah, so I wanted to kind of focus on the local produce side of it. And that was really important to me to have bits like that in it as well.
Yeah, so a lot of the ingredients, as you said, are from the farm. So what's on the farm that you're using at the moment?
So we have our free-range hens, and we use the eggs from them.
Lovely.
And then, of course, we have the bees. So in some of the bakes, I use the honey, and I'm also getting milk from a local farmer here as well, just across the way.
It's really industrious and entrepreneurial and wholesome. It's a really lovely idea. The Flower Patch, where'd you get the name from?
Well, I wanted to kind of have something kind of gardeny, farm team to kind of tie in the farm side of it, and then I think just a play on the word flower, like the ingredients. So that's kind of where it came from.
Not that I want to imprint on you at all, but the Flower Patch Kids could be a little knitted doll with local sheep wool. Just saying,
yes,
for Christmas.
Yeah. I never even thought of that.
There you go. You can have that. Copyright you. You can take it. Run with it. Where did your love for baking come from?
It came from my house at home, to be honest, and baking with my mom and my nana when I was younger. And we were always involved in everything on the farm at home, and we knew where our food came from. And we were often reminded by mom and dad when we'd sit down for dinner that everything on your plate came from the farm outside. And
wow,
that just gave me such a love and appreciation for it. And I want to continue that. So that's
really beautiful. Yeah,
yeah,
really beautiful. And you were the Tasty Atlantic Young Chef Ambassador for 2024.
Yeah, I was one of the five chosen for 2024. It was a brilliant experience.
So that's a little different to farm, the seafood. Okay, so it's Tasty Atlantic. So just tell me what that competition is, or that you were a chef ambassador for 2024, Tasty Atlantic. What is that?
Yeah, so we basically were representing and promoting seafood producers around,
wow,
the Wild Atlantic Way. So we visited a lot of different farms, and then we were each individually paired with a farm or with a seafood producer. So I was paired with an oyster farmer from Moyasta and Clare. Wow. And it was far from, like I always say, it was far from an oyster that I was reared.
That's what I'm thinking. It's quite different to farming, isn't it?
It's very different, but I'm from Kilmichael, and I'm now living down in Castlefreak in Clonakilty. So the interest came from being so close to the sea, and my boyfriend works in a mussel farm as well. So I was lucky enough to be taken out a couple of times with him and the lads. So I got to see it very hands on before I even went with the Tasty Atlantic. So
I can hear it's in you to promote, I suppose, the land, the sea, you know, the best of homegrown. It's just obviously you've been reared on it, but you seem to have a real passion for it.
I do, yeah. People are sick of listening to me. I harp on about it. At any given chance I get, I will talk about it.
Why are you so passionate about it, do you think?
I just think it's really important to know where your food comes from and to support what's around you, and if you can, to grow it yourself. Like I always say to my friends and different people that'll be messaging me, like, all you need is a little window box. You could be in an apartment, you can still grow something and you can eat it. And I just think it's so important that we shorten the food miles and support the farmers around us.
That's a t-shirt right there. Shorten the food miles. I like that. And your younger brother made the box. It looks like a little shed. I'm not going to call it a box. It's not. It has a roof and a lock on the door and everything. And your younger brother made it.
He did, yeah. My brother, Bara, he's a carpenter and he's very, very good at what he does.
He really is. And looks great.
He actually built it out of our childhood playhouse. So,
oh, stop. This is getting so wholesome. It's so amazing. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I used to play cafes and shop and
you're going to make me cry now, really, truly. That's so cute. Really.
Yeah, I spend my childhood inside there playing different makeup games and it wasn't being used anymore. And he said, we might as well recycle the timber instead of, like, I didn't want it to be thrown away, so it made it even more special for me that it is what it is now.
Yeah, of course. And I'm going to end on a cynical dub note. Are people really honest?
People so far, I had great faith in the community starting out in general, but people have actually been overly generous.
Oh.
I'm happy to say in the last 2 weeks anyway, and I hope that people will continue to be honest. Because that's what it runs on, and it wouldn't be feasible for me to do it.
I'd say the karma suffered by anybody who was dishonest with you would be enough to kill you. I'd say there'd be no the karma would come from all angles. Like, it's a really lovely initiative and you're really inspiring, Anna. So thank you so much and best of luck with it all.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, and tell people where it is again if they're driving by.
It's in Castlefreak in Clonakilty, and the postcode is on my Instagram.
And your Instagram is?
Chef Anna Jane.
Chef Anna Jane. Okay, Anna and the Flower Patch. I can't wait to hear it. Flower Patch is popping up all over the country, inspired by you. Have a lovely day. Thanks so much for taking our call.
You too. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Let's take a break. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.